This special program was brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
For decades, Wisconsin has been America's dairy land. Recently, it's been on the forefront of a pioneering change in dairy farming practices. Around 20% of the state's farmers have taken a stance towards sustainable production. They're not just thinking of the well-being of the animal, but of the well-being of the land. These farmers are committed to using less capital-intensive systems, such as management-intensive grazing. This is a more sustainable way of grazing that improves water quality and soil retention. I interviewed David Johnson, president of Grassworks in Wisconsin. David uses this method to graze his lambs. David said that management-intensive grazing allows animals to graze on one portion of the land, while other parts are allowed to rest and recuperate. Once the land is sufficiently grazed, the animals are moved to a different paddock so that they can graze on that portion. According to the University of Georgia, there are many benefits to management-intensive grazing. For instance, quote, "The daily intake of forage and supplemental feed is more efficiently rationed. Pasture plants are allowed to adequately recover between grazings and are therefore more persistent. Pasture yield is increased and the distribution of the forage is improved. Cost of machinery, fuel, and facilities are reduced. Animal waste, and therefore soil quality and fertility, are more uniformly distributed." I didn't quite understand how too much grazing on the same piece of land could be bad. David put it in city terms for me.
If you went out and mowed your lawn every day, what would happen to it?
I suppose you would mow it so much that eventually there wouldn't be much left to mow, and the grass would stop regenerating. Well, it's the same with pastures. If animals are allowed to constantly graze on the same pasture, the grasses will have difficulty growing back. But when the grazing patterns of the animals are rotated between pastures, it gives the grasses time to regenerate.
So what happens is that the pasture, the grasses have a chance to rest, they have a chance to regrow, and then they become more nutritious. Whereas in past times, often when you just set them in there and don't pay any attention to them for a long time, they always eat just the good stuff that comes, but pretty soon those grasses are not having a chance to regenerate and recuperate.
Wisconsin is considered to be America's dairy land, so there's no doubt that there are some large-scale farms in production. So potentially there's a huge amount of land in danger of being overgrazed and becoming barren. Is it possible to continue producing a ton of milk and also be stewards of the land? I asked David.
Yes, it is. In fact, the mindset used to be, well, yeah, this is just for somebody that has a few animals and they can do this. But we've got people who are grazing hundreds of acres with cattle, and dairy is at that rate, and it can very much be the case. There are people throughout the Midwest here that have hundreds of cattle and will be intensively grazing. But as you know, you've got to have a fair amount of land to be able to do that. But at the same time, you've also cut down, you know, they become their manure spreader, they become their forage harvester, they become everything that we often mechanize in a conventional way.
Of course, there are always some limitations to management-intensive grazing. In a more concentrated feeding operation, water to drink is easily distributed to the animals because they don't move around much. But when they are spread out on a pasture and are constantly being rotated to different areas, the farmer has to make sure that water is easily accessible everywhere the animals are moved to. This could potentially be a problem with states like California that have been experiencing a severe drought in the past couple of years. On top of that, labor will be needed to move the animals from one pasture to another. Management-intensive grazing isn't just for dairy cows. In Wisconsin, the system is being used with buffalo and even rabbits. While there are some small changes in the way that animals are rotated, David said that basically, all you need is a diversity of grasses and herbs. But there are differences in the way that cows for meat and cows for dairy are grazed. For example, dairy cows may need to be rotated more often between smaller portions of pasture in order to get the best quality grass, because you can taste the quality more in milk than you can in meat. David is part of a large network of farmers in Wisconsin that use management-intensive grazing.
Most of us that are involved in management-intensive grazing are also, in various degrees, trying to educate other people on the benefits and how it benefits, for example, soil health and water quality particularly. And there's not much debate about how this improves water quality.
Agriculture has a heavy impact on the environment, but there are ways to alleviate that. From its success in Wisconsin, we're betting that management-intensive grazing will be one of the key opportunities to create a sustainable future for agriculture. Thank you for listening. This is Yvette Cabrera for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.